Okay, this is going to sound insane on a podcast, but I'll bite. PM walks in. Roadmap is already a list of ship this tasks, and the trick is to invert every one of them into a customer problem before shooting them down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the feature request becomes, what pain does this solve? And suddenly the room either admits there isn't one or has to name it under pressure.
Sure, but inversion doesn't make the trade-offs disappear. It just relabels them.
So you're saying it's a placebo?
I'm saying it's a conversational pivot, not a product filter. You still have to argue the money, the timeline, the opportunity cost. That part doesn't magically get easier.
Fair. But if you're the new PM with zero credibility yet, and the team's already wedded to move fast and break things, framing the request as who exactly is this for buys you 30 seconds to pivot to the right thing.
30 seconds, maybe. 30 seconds of wait, why are we building this again? Doesn't fix a roadmap that should have been questioned 6 months ago.
No, but if the team hears it from the new PM's mouth, instead of you yelling at them to read the room, they might actually listen for once.
Or they'll just roll their eyes and keep shipping widgets.
You ever been the new person in a Tuesday stand-up where someone's demoing a half-baked feature and the room's nodding along like it's genius?
Yeah, I showed up to one last month and they were about to ship a quick win that added 3 more forms to the customer portal. Took 15 minutes of quiet who's this for to derail the momentum.
I had a similar one yesterday. Our new enterprise guy walked into a roadmap review and the first ask was, can we add a dark mode for power users? I kid you not.
Dark mode as a top line feature. That's the inversion target right there. What customer pain does dark mode solve in enterprise?
Exactly. So you flip it. Dark mode for power users sounds like a nice to have. What workflow friction does it actually reduce? And suddenly, the room's forced to say, productivity nightmares we haven't measured. Or shut up.
Or they'll pivot to, well, it's a competitive checkbox, which is its own flavor of bad roadmap logic.
True. But even competitive checkboxes have to be owned by someone. And if the checkbox has no owner, you just expose the lie the team's been telling itself. Back to the mechanism, George's trick is to literally rewrite every solution on the roadmap as a concrete customer problem in under a minute?
Under quick rhetorical flourish pressure, sure. The risk is it becomes a party game. Who can weasel this into a customer pain fastest arrow scale? And the real work of scoping and feasibility gets deferred to the next meeting where no one's listening anymore.
That's on a room, not the trick. If the room's allergic to trade-off talk, a quick flip it buys you 30 seconds to steer towards something real.
30 seconds of customer pain theater isn't the same as 30 seconds of, here's why this will cost us 6 engineer months and 3 compliance reviews.
Okay, fair. But the post isn't arguing the flip replaces the hard conversation. It's arguing the flip surfaces when the hard conversation is missing. That's useful.
Useful, but not sufficient. Teams still need a product muscle that goes beyond rhetorical inversion.
Who should actually care about this move? Practicing PMs who joined a team that's already shipped a year has shipped this epics.
And product leaders who inherited a backlog they didn't shape.
Not the CEO with a fire hose of ideas. Not the founding engineer shipping their pet project. This is a survival skill.
Survival, maybe. But if the mess is systemic, like the org rewards shipping over learning, then a handful of flip-it moments won't fix the system.
No, but it's a start. At least the room starts arguing about the right thing instead of the thing they all showed up to defend 5 minutes ago.
Fine. It's a communication hack with diminishing returns, but it's better than nodding along.
You ever tried this in a room full of engineers who've already designed the feature in their heads?
I tried it once. The lead engineer literally said, "The customer wants a green button." I kid you not.
Oh my God. And you flipped it?
I said, "What pain does the green button solve?" He said, "None, but it's green." Then I said, "So we're building a green button because it's green?" And the room fell silent for 30 seconds. Product moment.
Anyway, signing off. Cody, next time someone says just add dark mode, remember the inversion trick. You're welcome.
Sure, Justy. I'll flip it to why are we building this and wait for the explosion.